The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. Give us the update, please, on what's happening on the return of indoor hospitality.
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt. So the Cabinet is meeting by way of incorporeal meeting, which is basically they all get a ring round from senior officials that they're not actually meeting in person this afternoon to approve the measures that will allow indoor hospitality recommence from some point next week. Now, what we don't have is a definitive starting date because that is dependent on how quickly the legislation gets through the Oireachtas and how quickly, therefore, after the President can sign it into law.
Sorry, one second there, Daniel. Isn't the Dáil finishing this week, so doesn't it have to be through by Friday?
Yeah, it has to be through the Oireachtas this week, but there's no guarantee as to how quick the President can sign it into law. Like, because there is, I suppose, some noise around this, he reserves the right and can reserve the right to refer this to his Council of State or the Supreme Court, and we obviously don't have no definitive timeline as to how either process would go. But if he is satisfied and everything goes according to plan, you know, this could be up and running and in place by the middle of next week. The hope is that everything will be done and dusted before next Friday, because obviously the hospitality sector says that weekend, you know, to have that weekend's trade would be crucial. But ultimately, it looks like, you know, from the government's perspective, there is a clear rush on Stephen Donnelly's bin before the Health Committee went in the last hour, seeking a waiver of pre-legislative scrutiny, i.e. to kind of, he wants to fast-track the legislation through. There's some noise around that because, you know, a lot of politicians are giving out that people like me in the media seem to know much more what's going on than they do, because they don't have a text to work off or approve or even examine it as of now. But we do know that there's a press conference due from Leo Varadkar and Catherine Martin within the next hour and a half. So they're not expecting any major difficulty at cabinet level in order to get this legislation through, and then it goes into the Oireachtas, as we said. In terms of the logistics of it...
Yeah, is it just going to be vaccinated people only who will be allowed in, or is there going to be a way for non-vaccinated people to prove that they don't have COVID either by way of a PCR test or an antigen test?
Yeah, so in the short run, it'll be vaccinated people only along with those who are recovering from COVID-19. So if you can prove that you've had it in the last 6 months and you're fully recovered, you will get one of these QR codes as well, as well as those people who have the double dose of their vaccine. I think there is a commitment for antigen testing to play a part, but the clear steer we're being given is that's not in the immediate run. That's in the kind of longer term. That won't be straight away. And even Heather Humphreys gave kind of voice to that on radio earlier on today, where she said, like, for younger people who are not vaccinated, you know, you're just going to have to sit and wait it out a little bit longer.
So for how long, given that this legislation is only meant to be in place for 3 months?
As quickly as, I suppose, the vaccination program can roll out to all adults over 18. So that could be August, that could be the middle of September. Now, as we're reporting now, like, the measures are due to run until October 9th. However, there is a provision that it can be extended for an indeterminate period of time should the Oireachtas allow it to. So I presume they can roll this over for as long as they need to. And what's also clear is that, you know, obviously there's been a lot of criticism, a lot of noise around the fact that hotels have been open and not, indoors in comparison to their kind of restaurant colleagues. What is clear is that under this regime, non-residents will also now be allowed to go into hotels and eat and dine and drink as well. So that they're obviously loosening up to a certain degree there.
And what about children, under 18s?
Yeah, under 18 children will be permitted. So there is this great anomaly that you will have over 18 kind of adults, unvaccinated, serving unvaccinated under 18s who are in the company of their parents. And obviously that creates a whole series of logistical difficulties for premises and proprietors as to how do you police that. I mean, you know, someone was making the point to me, does that mean a 19-year-old can walk in with a group of 17-year-olds and start ploughing drink inside all of them? I think, you know, the intention of all of this is that you don't break up family units when they're going out for a meal or going out. And I think obviously a bit of common sense will have to be applied here. But I do think there is a potential for this to get very messy because in the short run, it looks like there will be a kind of a visual scan only or visual kind of approval by the proprietor as to the kind of the veracity of these certs.
Like, yeah, and how will the proprietor or staff know they're legit?
Well, that's the difficulty. How will they'll have to, suppose, just take people at face value and make a judgment call, you know, as they, I suppose, they would with ID, you know, when people are going in, and see whether or not they want them drinking or eating in their premises. So I do think, like, It's messy, without question. It's difficult and it's cumbersome. But I think certainly from the sector's perspective, you know, they'll take whatever they can do to get open now, because I think they were faced with a very stark choice from government officials last week. It's like, take this, lads, or you're staying closed until October. And obviously no one from their side wanted that. So I think they're kind of reluctantly putting up with a very messy, complicated system that's clearly open to abuse, clearly open to, you know, kind of people taking the mickey with it. But, you know, from their perspective, they'll take it if it means three months of trade rather than 3 months without it.
Daniel McConnell, political editor for the Irish Examiner, thank you. Barry McNerney is with us as well. He's the owner of Lots & Company, Paulie's Pizza and Junior's Deli and Cafe. He's also the chief executive and co-founder of Unify Ordering. As somebody very involved in the hospitality business, what do you make of the trade-off that seems to be developing?
Well, I suppose, look, we're not happy that we have to do this, but I think we're speaking on behalf of everybody who's a restaurateur or Republican within the country. We say we don't want to have to do this. On a personal level, I think it's discriminatory. I don't like legislation where somebody holds in it. We don't know who is going to be ultimately liable. You know, are the police going to enter a restaurant looking for people's QR codes, all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, we've been completely under the cosh in the restaurant and hospitality industry for the last 15 months. So at this point, we just want to get open by whatever means necessary.
Yeah, I mean, it is difficult for you to police the QR codes. I mean, what happens, do you reckon, in a situation where you doubt the veracity that maybe somebody is using somebody else's vaccination cert to try and gain admission? What would you do in a situation like that?
Absolutely, and that's what I think we need to find out. Where does the liability lie in this? I mean, it's very easy for somebody just to screen snap a QR code and send it to a friend by WhatsApp, and then they can come in. Again, if there's all sorts of, you know, mixed messages about what's going to happen with staff, if I tell my staff that they have to work, and then there's children who are obviously going to be unvaccinated coming in, they're nervous about that. Then there's another cohort of staff who don't want to take the vaccine. Do I, or will I, at some point in the future, have to tell them they can't work? And then, is the government going to fund my legal bills when they bring me to the Labour Court? So a million and one questions that are completely up in the air. Again, I think the Licensed Vintners Association, the Restaurant Association of Ireland, have just said, look, we'll do whatever it takes rather than be closed for the next 3 months. So we will do our best. We've been under an awful lot of pressure, obviously trying to bring staff back and then having to train them also on top of everything else to try and police these certs. It's just going to be extremely difficult, but we will do what we have to do to stay open.
Do you think is the customer experience going to be very different in the future?
Well, I think this, like, the customer experience is going to be probably a little bit different anyway. You know, as people, as restaurants try to get used to being open with diners indoors. I know all the chefs and everybody were excited to finally have people serving food on plates. But I think it does tarnish the experience somewhat when at the door you're trying to please people. And again, I would say that these are the private choices of people, whether they want to get vaccinated or not. And, you know, I think that's up to them. I've spent my whole life being told that I should never treat people differently or discriminate against anybody at all. And now we're being told we have to do so. We will do it in the short run, as I said, to stay open. But I think it's really important that there's some sort of a sunset clause in this legislation so that in 3 months, when everybody's had the opportunity to take the vaccine or not, then we just get back to life as normal. As much as we can.
Okay, but do you anticipate that you're going to be doing different things, such as different opening hours, that people are now going to be looking for perhaps more flexibility from restaurants, or you might have less available to you when it comes to the opening times and the opening days?
Absolutely. So everybody knows that there's been a massive staff shortage within the industry for a number of reasons. A lot of the time staff members have left and gone to other industries. Again, we're trying to compete with people who are on the PUP payment. Also, people who are nervous about coming back to work until they've had the opportunity to take the vaccine. So as a result of that staff shortage, we're seeing a lot more, you know, reduced menu options, a lot more fixed menus. And I think you're also going to see probably reduced opening hours as restaurants try and, you know, stay open on those busy nights and maybe close on the quieter nights just because they've less staff to deal with.
And what about the home delivery service? As some people have been supporting restaurants by purchasing food that they've had delivered to them. Do you think a lot of places, as they reopen and have people sitting at tables because of those staff shortages, are going to have to give up that new form of income that they've received?
Well, absolutely. I think we've seen, even since outdoor dining has resumed in June, that those click and collect options are just being not taken up. And people want to go out and have the real thing. I think it was something that we did during the pandemic because, one, it supported our favourite local restaurant, and two, It was the only way of getting some sort of, you know, food prepared for us. But I think as more options become available, people will be less likely to pick up those best options. But I still think restaurants will keep a small amount, which is fine. Supplement their income in whatever way they can.
Do you expect prices to go up as restaurants try and recover some of their lost income from the last year and a half?
Well, I think that's one of the main reasons why we need to get open for indoor dining as soon as possible. We're all aware that there's this big iceberg coming in the future when these government subsidies are going to be taken off. And I think restaurants want to try and build up their coffers as much as possible over the next few months while we have that government support, and then have some sort of a cash reserve for when they go off. Because unless we get some months where we can open, as I said, build up those cash reserves, if we come to a point in, you know, December as being touted, or else early 2022, and all of a sudden the subsidies go off, we don't have those cash reserves, it could be an absolute bloodbath.
Okay, but will prices go up, do you think, for people, customers?
I think we're already seeing prices of beef and lamb go up. The price of packaging is also going up. I don't think it's, I mean, we're, most of the time, if there's any increases in menu prices, it's probably just the restaurant passing on the cost that they're incurring. I don't think people are going to try and increase the prices just so they can get some money in after being closed. I just don't think that'll work, and people will vote with their feet.
Thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM. Barry McNerney from Lots & Company and from Unify Ordering.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.